ஓம் சாந்தி, குட் மார்னிங். இன் அவர் இன்டர்வியூ செஷன் டுடே வி ஹேவ் அ வெரி பிரெசிஷியஸ் ஜுவல் ஃப்ரம் கென்யா, பிரதர் பேட்ரிக். பிரதர் பேட்ரிக் இஸ் இன் கியான் ஃப்ரம் லாஸ்ட் 22 இயர்ஸ் அண்ட் வெரி பாபாஸ் வெரி லவிங் சைல்ட். ஐ நோ ஹிம் வெரி வெல். நவ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஹியர் ஃப்ரம் பிரதர் பேட்ரிக் அண்ட் வார்ம் வெல்கம் டு பிரதர் பேட்ரிக் இன் அவர் செஷன். ஸோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல், how did you come in Gyan and how your journey has started?
First of all, thank you very much for having me here, for offering this opportunity. As Shembe has just said, I came into Gyan 22 years ago. And Nairobi, Kenya, we are more very much influenced by the Western culture, movies, TV, all that. So whilst growing up, from very early age, I was already engaged in these very worldly things. When still in school, these things of going, you know, having fun and all that. We say having fun. But I come also from a Christian background, but I was not a practicing Christian, meaning I didn't go to church, I didn't do any of that. So I was just living happily. But when I started my university, I started having a desire to understand things a bit more deeply. Yes, there was fun I was having, there was friends I was having, but there was still an emptiness I was feeling. And I thought that could be fulfilled by some element of spirituality. And also together with that, had this wanting to understand where there is suffering in the world, this sorrow in the world. At times it's like, now I understand better, but at times it's like I used to sit down and wish that something can come and help me find a solution to help people around. So those are the things that were happening around my life. So one day I just decided, it was a Sunday. Usually every weekend, mostly weekends, used to go out with friends. But this Sunday I was at home, and I decided that I should do something about this. So I just looked at the Yellow Pages to look for somewhere where I can learn meditation. I thought meditation will bring the answer, meditation or yoga. So you know the Yellow Pages, directory, the Yellow Pages. So I searched under Y, I think, for yoga and something like that, meditation. And I found three places, which I listed the numbers down, and two numbers I called, I couldn't get through. One number I called, I got through, and I was told there's meditation every Monday from tomorrow. Monday was the next day, and it's free of charge. And as you say, the rest is history. After that, I just went, and everything was okay. Everything was perfect. The knowledge, it just made sense. And all my questions or my searching just ended there. So that was 22 years ago.
You shared that you are not going to church or anywhere. So why you are not going there? As you are from Christian background, but still you are not, at that time you are not going to church. Why you are not going?
Okay. I was more of an intellectual kind of person. Meaning I didn't want just to believe in anything. That's the first reason. I wanted answers which are concrete. So my kind of search was, there are people who used to say, talk about ancient history, mysteries of the past, like pyramids, whatever. So I believed there was an ancient civilization, ancient people. And I was more in search of that, understanding who are these, who we don't hear about in books, in history. In religion, you don't hear about it at all. So that was my question. Something with evidence, you know, something at least which can explain the world a bit better. So my interest was to understand the world I'm living in more. And secondly, I could not see fulfillment in the people around me who are Christians. You know, it's something which you do as a routine. Yes, you go to church, you do this and that. But that's only for Sunday, you know. Monday to Saturday, you are someone else, you know, you are doing other things, you know. So something in me, I think, was resistant to that. So yes, once or twice I went to church, meaning Sunday, you get an excuse to go out, you know, meet people, for that purpose only.
So your first experience of Madhuban?
Madhuban.
In which year you came to Madhuban?
Gyan, I took Gyan in 94 August. And through Baba's guidance, I decided to follow the Mariyadas, the principles. So after 3 months, I was already applying for Madhuban. And after 5 months, I was already here. So that was around February, March. So that was 1995. And incidentally, at that same time, so many came as first-timers, people who had been in Gyan for 6 years, 7 years. So many came out of their own. It's like Baba just gathered all of us together, and we ended up here at that same date. So coming here was just beautiful, meeting the family. It was beautiful. At that time, Baba, we used to meet. In fact, that's the season Baba started going to Shantivan, but we met him in Om Shanti Bhavan. So, meeting the souls and the kind of sharing we had with the souls, and then meeting Baba, that was something. I had met my father. The stamp had been given, the stamp had been put, and the blessing he gave that day, and the drishti, it was beautiful. And since then, I've not gone back in any way, regardless of all the situations that have come up.
Which things you like the most in Baba's Gyan? How did you fail on the true knowledge?
Yes. The way the course is structured from the soul to the last lesson on powers, or what you attain from all this, everything, that pattern kind of made sense at a very deep level. The knowledge of the soul, that to me just made sense, because before even coming to Gyan, I could not believe how someone can die, you know. Because I was not spiritual anyway, I did not know about the soul, the spirit, whatever. But I felt I could not die. So the lesson of the soul was perfect for me. But the connection of the soul with the Supreme Soul, that lesson, that understanding that I don't need to go to a priest, that everything that I have and that everything that I had, I can get back. Peace, love, and virtues. All this I can get back through this connection with the Supreme Soul. That to me gave me an element of contentment. But as I said, since I was intellectual, the lesson of the cycle I think was my best lesson. That everything goes in a cyclic way, that there was a time there was this paradise in the world, and people were divine, spiritual, aware people. That lesson was just the best for me. And it's hard to prioritize these lessons, but that's the one that just made it. Yeah. And that this time is a time that there's got to be an interaction of God with this physical world, so as to bring in a new world, or bring again the world as it was previously. That was a very nice lesson for me. Very, it really fulfilled what I was searching for.
What do you do in your Laukik?
Laukik, as I said, I took this knowledge when I was in university, and I was starting civil engineering. So, and I focused on roads and bridges. So professionally, that was my line. Well, that is my line.
So how you keep the balance between your Laukik and Alaukik life?
Yeah, that's a very good question. To me, what I did practically was, I knew the reality, the truth is this. It's the reality. In this reality, there's no division. Yes? It's you, it's the soul, it's you interacting in various activities in the physical world. So as much as possible, I didn't want in my mind to have two lives. Some people have two lives, you know, spiritual life this doing, following what Papa wants, and then the physical interaction with other people. But no, in everything I did, as much as possible, I brought spirituality into it. In my interaction with others, that awareness and consciousness, I brought it into my interaction. Now, in university, obviously, it was different. People find it hard to understand you. Yes. But I didn't feel that it was right for me to mold myself to that. Meaning, to live this spiritual life and, well, occasionally go out. You know, go out and have fun in the whatever. I didn't feel that I was being real to myself. So with that, obviously, some friends, become different. Your circle of friends change. But, when it came to working, it becomes more interesting because, you know, working is a totally different thing. There's corruption. In the field of roads and bridges, there's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of corruption involved. And I just decided to stick to my principles. And the boss, it was a private organization. So my boss and I had a very interesting relationship because he knew of my spiritual path and he knew the things I could not do. Yeah. At times something goes wrong on the site, he tells me, go and blast them. Okay, go and make noise at them so things can... But that was not my method and I told him that. So you go, the other methods you can do things, yeah, through respect, through interacting. Everyone can understand when something is wrong and something is not right. Yes. So that approach was different. He used to tell me that go to the ministry office and do this and that in a harsh way, but no. And Baba gives success. Whichever method you use, Baba gives success. So that's how I felt that in anything I do, in any interaction I do, I'm always in this awareness and everything else will mold to your belief and your reality.
By which relation you remember Baba the most?
Companion, my friend, my ratost.
How to remain happy, stay happy in Brahmin life? How to keep the balance?
Brahmin life is very simple, I believe. Very simple. What we've been told to do, if we just do that, you know, and this sincerity, Baba has offered this contract to make us pure, and all he needs is just our sincerity, our honesty. And I think when there's that honesty with Baba, your life becomes happy. And doing everything out of understanding. Yes, Baba's removed us from the path of devotion, from the path of just doing things, anything blindly. Understanding what you're doing, and out of that understanding, with the realization of why you're doing what you're doing, then there's happiness, regardless of the situations that come. Situations will come. We are clearing accounts. Yes, and some situations are tests which come to us. So, with this honesty, with this deep bond of honesty, openness, and truthfulness with Baba, then everything just melts.
So how to stay honest with Baba?
Honesty and sincerity. I believe that once one understands that they've been elevated from a place of total degradation. You've been taken to a place we originally were of purity, of spiritual fulfillment. Just on the basis of that, I believe that when someone comes with such a bargain, if not love, if there's that difficulty of expressing love with Baba, then out of respect for Baba and what Baba is bringing to you, then honesty should develop, or has to develop, because you understand that for me to reach the destination I've been shown, then I need to truly have faith in the one who showed me this destination. And for that interaction, for that fulfillment to be there, there has to be that honesty. I cannot lie. I cannot be two-faced. No, I cannot have my own opinions in this. And that develops this aspect of everything that's in my heart, I openly share with the one who's showing me this path. So, honesty, to me, together with the love that is in the honesty, is that it's the only way you can go forward. It's the only way you can go forward in this, in that. That's the way that, through that honesty and openness, is when the road becomes easier. The path becomes easier.
So according to the time, what's your current effort?
My current effort is just to be beyond. And that's saying many things, you know. That's saying many things, but it's to be beyond, to be always in this companionship with God. And as I said, this is the effort and this is the experience I've been getting before coming to Madhuban this time, and also as I've been here. This detachment from the scene, from everything of drama. Baba says it's the stage of detached observer. Interacting in the drama, but not being involved emotionally, not being attached to anything, not being influenced by anything, and in a second, being removed and interacting with God. And together, whilst interacting with God, there's interaction with the purer or more elevated form of all others. So, that's my effort now, to be more and more involved in any action, putting God into the action, but also being detached from everything around me. And the happiness, what this has done is that when I interact with people, it's easy to see them in their real form and interact with them. So regardless of what someone might do on the physical, you're seeing the real form of the person and interacting with that.
You want to share any deep experience of yoga?
Baba, from the beginning, has always been not pushing, but from where I was, the kind of level I'd reached in the Kali Yuga, in my path, I knew very much that I've got to put a lot of effort, spiritual effort, in this path so as to elevate myself. So right from the beginning, Baba, I just started the effort of 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, early morning, sitting down for meditation. And the deep experiences of the calmness and the peace of having Baba with me, and that's sitting down yoga, yeah, the Amritvela yoga. The calmness and the happiness that at last I've attained what I wanted to attain. That happiness, I think that's the happiness that has kept me all along. This deep fulfillment and understanding that here is everything I want. But that's, as you asked me, that's an experience of yoga. But also, more or less, I've had this interaction of, in situations, in events around me, the help and the impulse from God, from Baba, in the activities, how things are solved, even for us coming to Madhuban and coming here regularly, it's a wonder. It's just a wonder how it happens. So I think that's also a type of yoga, meaning success in yoga. That link and that understanding that it's through him that, and it's because of him that anything can be achieved on the physical, that gives a bliss, a feeling of bliss, a feeling of happiness and fearlessness. Regardless of whatever is happening, and that whatever you desire, which is true, and which is right, Baba fulfills. So that's also a manifestation of yoga and the experience of yoga. This, the outcomes in activities, physically.
The last one, in how many days you shave your head? For any special reason?
You can ask him.
He's not shaving.
No, he it has grown. I think it has
like
obstacles.
If your dish is clear, it's easy to
receive. But is it easy to receive or to reflect? You know, it's very reflective also. So maybe I'm missing Baba's. It's only that job. No particular reason as such. It's easier and it's no hassle. Okay,
lot of thanks to Brother Patrick for accepting your invitation and sharing his experience with us. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much.